Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, now I watch TV. I watch three things on TV.
What do you watch?
I watch Impractical Jokers. Okay. I watch Barbecue Pit Masters. Oh, and I watch Lon TV.
Good for you.
And Lon Seidemann is the technology genius of Lon TV. Good morning. How are you?
Hi. I'm honored to be among that company.
That, you know what? That's esteemed company because it spans the spectrum of stupidity, taste, and brains.
Not on his show.
Well, no. Practical Joke is stupid. Barbecue Pit Master.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Lon is brains.
Yeah,
thanks.
It's very well balanced menu.
So the latest iPhone is out. And of course, when these things come out, it's the second coming. Are they worth the hype?
Not these days. No, I'm on it right now. Do I sound okay?
Yeah, you sound great.
So, but yeah, it's they've been so. I think they've been so advanced so quickly that they're out of ideas. I mean, the camera's better, and the battery's a little better, but it's not like the big jump that these things used to be from 1 year to the next.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier, Lon. Is that to me, and Ray agreed. To me, it's the camera that people get these phones for. It's not being able to download 106 apps or whatever. It's because they want better camera quality.
Yeah, and these are the new point and shoot cameras. It's funny. I got in a point and shoot camera to review, and I said, "Gosh, this thing is awful. It's $800," and partly because the phones are doing so much processing of the image that they just do a much better job. The new phone is really not nice from the camera standpoint. It's got a nice wide-angle lens. The telephoto lens has been improved. You know, it's a camera. Wow. And it's funny, they're not selling them as cameras. They're still calling them a phone, but they're really cameras.
We've seen surveys, Lon, and it's surprising you're talking to us on your cell phone. Because more and more, I understand that's one of the lower uses now. People basically text, or they use it for photos and everything else. And then, it's kind of on the side, you use it for phone calls.
Yeah, I don't talk on the phone all that much often anymore. And it's funny too, when I get people looking to talk to me, they're scheduling a phone call rather than just calling.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that, but it's really changed, I think, how we communicate.
Is the telephoto lens and the close up lens and stuff, is that the one that has the three lenses on the back?
Yeah, so the pro, there's an 11 which has the wide angle and then like a regular wide lens, and then the Pro has the wide angle, the wide lens, and then it has a telephoto lens. And the telephoto lens has been improved, I think, is actually the best improvement of the phone.
Wow.
Because they have a faster lens now. The aperture is a little lower, now it's 2.0 aperture. So you get a nice natural blur now when you zoom in on things with it. It's really nice.
Man, I haven't heard the word aperture used in ages.
I love that. That's a great word. I love that.
You know what? You win Guest of the Day Award for doing that. what's the prices like on these things?
Yeah, there you go.
They're expensive. So, and you have to get the Apple Care because these phones are made out of glass.
Oh, jeez.
So, what?
Yeah, they're front and back glass because everyone wants the wireless charging. So you can put it on this pad and it charges, but you can't charge through metal. So you got to get a glass back. So if you drop the phone and it cracks on the back, generally you got to replace the entire phone.
Go ahead,
Lon. You got to spend $200, for the Apple Care to get the insurance policy on it, essentially.
Well, Lon, the other thing that just, maybe this explains what we were talking about at the outset, why people don't really get excited about new phones is because it used to be, you changed your wireless service and all of a sudden you got a phone kind of thrown in there.
Right.
It wasn't, but it was. And now you just have to pay it out front. And so you that's a lot of money.
It is. And this phone is, about $1,200 when all in. And I think what's happened, though, is that the mid-range of the market is the unsung hidden gem of the smartphone era here. And there's now some really good phones unlocked that you can buy for $400. And they're not as good camera-wise as the $1,200 phone, but yeah, well, I think for a lot of people, they're not going to notice the difference. And Google's got the Pixel 3a, which is an amazing phone for its price point. Apple even has an iPhone 8 still that is still very good. So you can get a decent phone now, you know, from a performance standpoint, that does everything the high-end phones do for much lower prices. You just don't get as fancy a camera.
Where does it stop? Where do they get to the point, Lon, where they can't do anything more with these phones?
I think we're getting to that point, because if you look at Apple's guidance to investors, that, you know, there's been a slowdown in turnover as far as people's iPhones are concerned. So, you know, 5G is going to drive some of it when it finally comes available to consumers, because people will want that faster speed. But I think we're at a point now where a lot of folks are going to be fine keeping their phone for 3 or more years.
Lon's sideman's with us.
There's just no significant advancement.
Lon.tv. That's where you can find Lon, all of his information, all that stuff. We were talking about this earlier this morning. We talked about the glass phone. I hadn't even thought of that. You know, I notice a lot of people carry their phone in their back pocket. Mm-hmm. Now, it seemed to me with a glass lens or a glass cover, that would be kind of a dangerous thing to do.
Yeah, it there's a significant penalty now for sitting on your phone, more so than before. Yeah, the front used to be glass, not the back, but... Yeah, I think you want to get a case. You probably want to get a case that's designed for taking impacts. The screens now are so close to the front of the phone that if you crack the display, you're likely cracking the actual display and not the glass component. So Apple's got a very fast method of changing out these screens, but they're going to charge you for it.
Yeah, you can do it at the Genius Bar.
Yeah. One change that has happened, though, is that Apple now, for out-of-warranty phones, is beginning to bless independent repair shops.
Okay.
And that's a big change. So you'll see some movement there. But, yeah, you want to keep the phone out of your pocket.
Are you playing with iOS 13, which was just downloaded?
Yes. What do you think? I had to change a setting so you all could call me this morning.
Oh!
One of the neat things about iOS 13 is that in the settings, you can have it not ring the phone if the person is not in your address.
Yes, exactly. And the other thing I found was when I installed it, I have these privacy settings, right? And, you know, I don't GPS following everything. Well, it left, there's a thing I have called Night Sky. It's a mm-hmm. Whatever you call it. And astronomy app. Yeah, an astronomy app. But it was on all night, and I got up in the morning, I had like 20. You know, so you got to go through all of those to make sure that they're only on when you're on that particular app.
And, you know, it's funny, when I turned my iOS 13 on for the first time, it started putting these notifications up telling me, hey, did you know that this app is spying on you? And you know, like the Redbox app for the movie thing?
Yeah.
It was funny, whenever I would get close to a Walmart, I'd get a notification from Redbox, like, hey, but what they were doing, even when the app wasn't running, is they were collecting my location information. I said, I don't think they need that.
That's crazy.
Hey, Lon, it's
always
good.
He's our friend, Lon Sideman, Lon.tv. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Enjoy the shoreline. It's the best month of the year to be down there.
It really
sure
is.
You got to come down.
All right. Well, I am.
Yeah, you are down there.
I am down there.
Nobody invited me.
And they have guards to permit people like Ray and Matt not to get in. So,
isn't that the truth?
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.